Yeah. Kickaverse Music Group. Precise Politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? DubCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better.
None of y'all better.
That you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Y'all
yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse, collab, precise politics. I stay in the lab, a similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you lettin' off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better.
Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. J Love and Star Saxon. Yo, Star Saxon, you left me. You took like a you took like a little vacation last time. I had to go ahead and try to rep without you. It's just not the same. You know, doing Microphone Masters without you, dog. What's up?
Hey, man. My life is hectic. My life is QU hectic. Go Google that.
Hold up.
Fan.
Hold up. So you say your life is hectic. So typically, I'll hit Star Saxon with the rundown of what we're talking about. Now, I'm going to hit him off with this, and I know Star Saxon is going to go off because we didn't prep for it. Carmelo.
Dude.
The ultimate screw-up. Because we know Phil Jackson was going in on him saying, you need to go. His wife, for those of you that don't know, Carmelo Anthony stepped out on his wife. And stepped out not with an executive at some Fortune 500 company, with a dancer. And when I say a dancer, I don't mean somebody who's dancing in the ballet. I'm talking about a dancer as in where your one's at. Throw your ones in the air, doing it like that. And you saying, okay, what's the big deal, Jay? Okay, so he stepped out. So he stepped out, now he has a bun in the oven, and his wife, Lala, has moved out, thrown the deuces up, and so they are separated, and so he's going to have to be paying you money out the pocket on both sides, and the Knicks don't want him. Star Saxon, I just want to get your thoughts real quick because, you know, we got a conversation with Fat Cat who has a new project to come out. You saying Fat Cat, who is that? He's done some stuff with Dilla, you know, from back in the day. We get the conversation. That's not what the conversation is about. It's about Fat Cat, so please don't ask him about that because he'll get pissed off, and I would feel him on that. But Star Saxon, I just want to get your thoughts on a little bit of Carmelo and the dancer.
Dude, I don't understand. Look, man, I don't even know how to talk to him like this. But I don't understand niggas, man. Look, dude, when you make that type of money,
sir,
the rule is you can only fuck people that also make that type of money. Why? Because you both have something to lose.
Sir.
Look, man, if you got an $80 million contract, here's what you do, dude. You go down to Playa Vista. You go to the Google building and you fuck a Google executive. Let's say Carmelo stepped out with his wife, Lala, stepped out on her, and he followed my rules and he cheated on her with a Google executive, right? And I'm not saying like the actual head of Google, but I mean somebody who's like running a Google project. Maybe she's like 29 years old. She's got a degree in engineering. You know, maybe she's Indian. Maybe she's not. Maybe she's H-1B visa. I don't know. But the point is, she's about something. You know what that means? She's probably going to be on the pill.
Yes, sir.
Right?
She's trying to be up for the robot.
Exactly. And then she's going to say, I want to make my own money. You know, things that like progressive, intelligent women say. That is to say, I wouldn't mind being pregnant by Carmelo Anthony, but now is not the time because I can't afford to take 1 to 2 years off from my career. So she'd be protecting her own interests, right? Hell, maybe after they've even had the jump off, they can talk about something. Because she's probably literate.
Right? Yes, sir.
Why? See, Adam Carolla, I hate that fucking guy.
Right.
But he's got a few axioms that are true. And one of them are, very, very rich people have more in common with very, very poor people than they do middle class.
Okay.
So where am I going with this? Scratch that, dude. This is the Merlot talking I'm drinking right now. I don't understand how you can have all this money.
I can hear it in your voice, and it's the same way that I felt too when I heard it.
How can you have all this money and you can't pull a girl who's about something as your side piece? I don't get it. I don't get it, dude. I fundamentally don't get an actress. Because here's what's going to happen. If the news broke today that Carmelo Anthony cheated on his wife with an executive at BET, you'd be like, damn. Right. You know what you'd actually say? You trying to move on up because Lala really ain't got no career. Right? If you said Carmelo Anthony stepped out on his wife with a Kardashian, you'd be like, even exchange. Same thing.
True indeed.
Carmelo Anthony stepped out with his wife with that chick that George Clooney is dating. Married to. The one who wants to save the world by being a lawyer.
Yeah.
Great. Carmelo Anthony stepped out on his wife with a WNBA player. The chick who played for Notre Dame. Skylar Diggins, right? They got something in common.
Right? Jeez.
The list goes on, dude. The list goes on. But a stripper?
Yeah, man. Because that's the ultimate come up. Ultimate.
Watch this one. Remember Dwayne Wade?
Yes, sir.
He married a regular girl that he had a history with from back in the day.
Yeah.
Cheated on her with who? An actress. Who knows how long he was cheating on his wife with the actress who shall remain nameless. Who knows how long?
Yeah.
But the point is, we didn't know about it till they wanted us to know about it because they both had something to lose. Dwayne Wade cheating on his wife with a stripper. The stripper gonna be talking the next day.
Yeah.
These are rules, man. These are codes. I don't get it, dude. This fool got West Baltimore tattooed on his arm. He acting like he's from Chino Hills.
And on that note, you're gonna love the song that we're gonna go into. The first song, we're gonna go into A Tribe Called Quest, "Stressed Out," because that's what Carmelo is right now. then we have Blue featuring Terray and Bishop Lamont called "Giant Steps," and then we have Mr. Miranda, "Big to Somebody." We're gonna come back. We're gonna get into the conversation with Fat Cat. So you are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
To complain, but the sting's in the game.
What's your name?
Consequence, I'm tight, burnt like flames.
And why's that?
American dream, they got this ghetto kid in the fiend.
Don't stress that, cause it's not in your bloodstream. Your whole being comes from greatness, you remember. Chase Long got you caught in the storms of December. And brothers on the block packing nines like September. Change the situation, block is all slender.
Yo, I be on the avenue where they be acting brand new. I'm splurging on these Reebok joints for shorty boo.
All of a sudden, I saw these two kids fronting, talking out their joints, but they wasn't saying nothing. My hand was on my coolie, they was acting unruly.
Say word.
Yo, word up, yo, I was tight, caught up. But I swallowed my pride to let that nonsense ride. Because the positive, it seems that negative died.
Yeah, we was at the dice game, making these cats look silly. Slamming, steady running off at the willy.
I had my cash fixed, my rent loop with my play dough. I gotta see some loot, so all my girls I blow. Took those shits in my palm, let them hit the flow. Kept my eyeball scoping for them pigs popo. I got to go on the app, see my parole by four. But I gotta steady freak these boys like JoJo.
And I was doing it till I met Ice Spike and Mike. One roll, they had my pockets thirstier than Sprite.
Yo, I know the feeling when you feeling like you're feeling. You be having good thoughts, but the evils be revealing. And the stresses of life can take you off the right path.
Yeah.
Jealousy and envy tends to infiltrate your staff. We gotta hold it there so we can move on past all adversities so we can get through fast.
I really know how. Stressed out, stressed out. When you're face to face. who's on the way.
And you don't know who.
In Crosstown, niggas tryna
bust at you.
Ayo, they got me stressed out.
And you don't know what to do.
So frame this Kodak black. If it just do my contacts with a poultry scrap. Workers get pistol smacked. For switch hitting Queens, niggas liquid sore spitting. We're raw puppies. And now your first love is thrills. Your vision of the mills got crushed like hey, lover. Try to rise to the top. You just couldn't recover. And all I want is my laceration of the pie. To get this whipped cream before the water runs dry. Niggas flat dancing, yo, I don't know why. Your chicken snitching. She got your cruising to the pokey like Smokey. The truck you trying to 3 second, homie. Well, I be trying to get star status like Shinobi. So we can build a dynasty just like the Kobe. And all I want is the world to know my Steve. These money hungry niggas is 7:30. And got me stressed out like the frog MC.
I didn't sign a tribe. You tryna block me out my blind side. Mind's out, why try? Wise guy, you got it made, special egg. But not that special bus, that special bed. Oh yeah, she knew the land, she was the extra special head. I'm counting bread baskets, we brownies tryna out-rap you. You put that pencil on that pistol, boy, that letter catch you. Bad combo, lettuce and ketchup. Let us catch you slipping. Red crippin', my nigga, you color purple. Oh yeah, you old for Winfrey. I'm Boosberg, I squirt the mustard on ya. Old Da Vinci, old Da Vinci. I must smirk you. Steve Urkel blowing weed circles. You couldn't imagine if I unmasked true virtue. Forever blue and you forever blow. Just cause you let us know you next to blue, I'm still forever blue. Red carpet, still they let us through. Oh yeah, we tailor too. Oh yeah, except the shoe and gator boots. Chuck T's only. Crush these phonies. They don't want beef now. Nah. They lunch meat bologna. We sitting on cheese like pepperoni. Except it's only one true master of the ceremony.
Big giants, man. Word up.
You can't compare to the status right here.
Naturally, I'm a comic, but naturally born psychotic. Highly skilled, constantly built like the mutants in Marvel Comics. Bishop mixed with Forge, cannons like Valley Forge. American Revolution, yeah, Comrade George. Every line I rhyme is mine, my signature's never forged. Cause no matter how rich you get, respects you can't afford. No flux capacitor, so the past I pass, always moving forward. Visionary, yes, very, but my abilities tend to vary. Edgar Casey, Ramanujan, let's sleep with more solutions. Before I jump, I yell Geronimo, rap. I'm with the movement, give praise to the last poets. Reference points to what I'm doing. Rappers say they gotta move it, no pal, that's just your bowels moving. Don't talk moving unless you're ill in the ghetto with some home improvement. Feeding the babies, feeding the schools, and making a change on the daily. Say you love your hood, but you're not the nigga, you sound crazy. John Steps, my stride, nigga, always remains ginormous. Can hop, skip, and see all sides of the world's four corners. Make a gargantuan Goliath like them Nephilim. Godly, we Titans and Anunnaki, modern Olympians. Looming over your city like the Jackson 5, but bigger, no lit up hard palms of pain, rivers of acid rain on you niggas.
Can you feel it? Nothing can save ya.
Big giants, man. Word up.
On the next level. Pay homage, acknowledge the best.
Let's get to it, bring them the best music. Beautifully blessed bars you can blast in a brown Buick. Asking the rats who is the truest of all. The mirror said it's tall, Reezy, then it fell off the wall. I never fell off at all, I fell back to record. Until the IA logo from Commissioner Gordon shine in my city. Ain't really been no shine in my city since the nigga Blue Trav after signing with Diddy. Straight out the gutter like Britney, had nothing like Whitney. So fuck faith like a Biggie. Let's get rich and in 50 or die trying. If y'all shit the truth, then try lying. If they don't ride for you, then try driving. Shots firing at anybody feeling some type of way. Sincerely yours, nigga, Rich Homie Ray. Listen, without hyping in the press, when I write, bring him to rest. To Ray, sky suit blue, with titans in the flesh.
Big giants, man, word up.
Living legend, spit fire, supply you the holy vivid like I'm stretching the talk. And provided the only difference is the steps on the ball. I rap like if you was tying up and catching your arm. My timing is roly driven, not a second will pause. Wait for it, you listen to me with your browser going, where Google is cliff notes and you read with your mouth open. Like, oh, I get it now. Throwing a triple round, it's like three meanings and three reasons to king them now. They say the crown is weighty, but worth it if it should take me where I know that I've been at. But perhaps they gotta rate me. And when putting them rankings together, they know the daily is me and four others single-handedly place me. But still, from the side of the street where iron speaks and pussy still falls out the sky like I'm a sheik. The makings of a king and a scully forevermore. The titans on the run for this money like Eddie Judge. One time.
Big giants, man, word up.
Legendary worldwide.
Big giants, man, word up.
Making big moves, never faking moves.
Big giants. Big giants.
Yo, this is your boy Foul Lunch, and right now you are listening to Microphone Masters Radio. You already know what it is.
Down on myself, cause I feel I should be a lot higher than I am. Then folks telling me chill out already. You got bars and homie, you on fire, you the man. I'm in the studio just trying to make my sound big. Then I hit the road to do some out of town gigs. They aren't all fool, but the people who are there, they made me feel cool, yo, they call me a star there. From the bartender all the way to the door, man. They be like, damn, dude, you just made us your fan. Even the sound guy will crack a smile, cause they ain't really heard nobody spit like that in a while. Then the small crowd there never letting their hands drop. They keep them high cause they ain't trying to see this man stop. So even though I haven't won no Grammy Awards, I got fans, and to me they more like family, of course. Come on.
Might not be big, but I'm big to somebody. Might not be big, but I'm big to somebody. Might not be big, but I'm big to somebody. Cause somebody out there thinks I'm a star. Might not be big, but I'm big to somebody. Might not be big, but I'm big to somebody. Might not be big, but I'm big to somebody. Cause somebody out there thinks I'm a star.
I remember in New Mexico after a show, this couple came up to me and told me I did great. Then the woman started to tear up, cause a year ago the son committed suicide on that same day. So when she heard you, you still the part about suicide. Fact I'm still here really made it feel good inside. They both gave me props, said to pray for the best, and those are honestly the ones I feel I'm able to bless. So yeah, even though I ain't got a 30 room mansion with 17 cars, I got people who demanding me to keep dropping music and just giving my all, showing knowledge like I'm a member of Kids in the Hall. So yeah, this is that real, this is me and my best. It won't stop to the day that I be seeing success, and I'm a real pro here, no beginner shot. Got drive so the folks wait for me to blow like an interlock. Interlock, 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 interlock,
interlock. Might not be big, but I'm big to somebody. Might not be big, but I'm big to somebody. Might not be big, but I'm big to somebody. Cause somebody out there thinks I'm a star. Might not be big, but I'm big to somebody. Might not be big, but I'm big to somebody. Might not be big, but I'm big to somebody. Cause somebody out there thinks I'm a star.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. I have a gentleman that you should be familiar with. If you're not, we're gonna familiarize you real quick. His name is Fat Cat. What is good, man? Fat Cat, a.k.a. Ronnie Euro. What's good, man?
What up, though, man? What's cracking with you? How you been?
Man, I've been good, man. Been good. I know as we chopping it up now, you just came from getting it in, trying to get the body right and everything health-wise, man. So when doing this music thing, how important is health? How important is the physical aspect of things when you're doing this music game?
Well, definitely, man. It's it's a priority, man. Because if you're not healthy, man, shit, how you gonna perform? How you gonna do those shows? And, you know, touring and that shit take a lot out of you. So you gotta be on point.
Yeah, so you mentioned touring and everything, and I want to definitely get into the new project. There's some definitely things I want to ask you, but you're going to be traveling to Europe soon to do some touring. Tell me, I want you to tell me two things. Tell me the first time that you ever found out you were traveling to Europe and the kind of how that made you feel. So we'll start with that first. How did that make you feel the first time you find out you're going over to Europe?
Oh, that's funny that you say that. Back in 1998, that was the first time I've ever been on a plane, actually. Flying to Paris. Flying to Paris, man. That was the first time I've ever been on a plane. So it was like, damn. I mean, when I got on the plane, when it took off, I was like, shit. I'm up here now, so it really ain't no turning back, man. So yeah, that was the first time.
That's crazy, especially the first time in that flight. The flight time is no joke. It's not as if you're going from you know, the Detroit area to New York or something like that. That's a crazy flight.
Yeah, it was an 8-hour flight, man. So I'm used to it now.
So okay, so now when you say used to it, so tell me, I always hear, and I'm always intrigued when folks that I talk to have been over there. What's it like? I hear it's kind of night and day to the reception that you get here in the States when you're overseas. What is that like? And then when did it become kind of not old hat, but when did you really say, okay, yeah, I'm going to Europe. I know exactly what to expect. Those crowds are going to be X, Y, Z. What's it like over there in terms of the reception? And then, you know, when did you start to really get comfortable doing it?
Man, well, as far as show wise and fan wise, man, it's totally, you know, I guess people here in the States, you know, we spoil, man. Microwave, hey, something come out new every day, so
yeah,
spoiled over here. But in Europe, man, it's still like the golden era, man. You know, they still respect lyricism and real production and stuff, you know, substance. You know what I mean? So it's crazy over there right now, man. I mean, I love it, man. You know, I love to go over there. That's where I go get my energy at. You know, I go to Europe, man, and plug in with the fans, and then come home and be creative, man, dealing with this bullshit over here.
Huh. I hear you. So we with Fat Cat on Microphone Masters, and you mentioned they're still in like the golden age. You have a new project, a collaboration project with DJ Dister, called the SOS Project. It stands for So Old School. How did this come about? And I've listened to it, and I really like your energy on it. I mean, it's a really solid project. Talk about recording the project and how this came about.
Okay, DJ Dister, he's actually like a DJ and a graffiti legend from Berlin. And he had a project called Constant Knockout that he hit me up on, and he asked me to be a part of it. And when he sent the beat, I heard the beat, and I just jumped right on the beat and, you know, knocked the shit out. And that came out, we shot a video for that, for his project, Constant Knockout. And then he's like, yo, man, what you think about doing the whole record? And I'm like, shit. Let's do it. So we start, you know, trading darts back and forth, you know what I'm saying, until we got finished with the whole thing. And shit, man, we got in touch with my man Dennis over at Below System. And shit, now we got a record coming out.
Nice. I like that, man. I like that. So I gotta ask this. I want to take it a little bit of a different way. What is the question that you are tired of answering?
Wow, that is a dope question right there. That is dope. The question I hate fucking answering, and I'm tired of fucking answering that shit, man. Yo, what was it like being in the studio with Jay Dilla? Shut the fuck up asking me that shit, man.
Right,
it was like
right.
Being in the studio with any other fucking producer, man. What the fuck, man? I hate that fucking question, man.
Oh man, that's crazy, man. I hear you, because especially in terms of doing research and really getting really familiar with you and everything. That's one of the things that I was, you know, finding out that obviously you worked with Jay Dilla and everything. And I can imagine, just because of the iconic nature of that gentleman, that every time and no matter what, you have the dopest song out, whatever the case may be, they're gonna ask you something about that. That
has to be it. Did Dilla eat his donuts from the side, or did he? What kind of incense did he burn? Or, I mean, man, I've heard so many Dilla questions, man. That shit is you wouldn't believe. You wouldn't believe.
I can imagine. I can imagine the conversations that are 10 or 15 minutes or 13 minutes and 40 seconds about Dilla, and then the last bit saying, yeah, let us know how we can stay in touch with you on social media. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
So let me ask you this then. One of the things in terms of looking at and researching and some of the things that are written about you, you refer to as legendary. Do you feel legendary in the circles in which you navigate? And you know, if so, why? And if not, why not?
Well, that's kind of crazy for a person to be like, yeah, I'm legendary. You know,
and especially whether it's in the world of music, regardless of genre, or whether it's in sports. Instead, some folks will say, I'm a legend, and they'll crown themselves, and they will wear that. So it's cool that you are grounded in that way, man.
Nah, man, you know what I'm saying? You let the work. Me, I let my body at work do all the talking, man. And then, you know, people got it, you know. I never said I was legendary. That's what everybody else said. You know what I mean? And I just let my work do all the talking, man. So I couldn't just be like, yeah, I've been doing it for blah, 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 so I'm legendary. Nah, man. That's kind of corny.
Man, I like talking to you, man. We're going to definitely have to have you back here on Microphone Masters, man. So Microphone Masters with the one and only Fat
That's
Cat.
That's so dope that you showed. The show is called Microphone Masters because...
Yes, you have a song.
That's dope.
Yes, yeah, it was bound to happen. It was bound to happen, man. So I want to ask you this. I want to ask you this before we let you go. Is describe to me what a good studio session is like with Fat Cat. So good studio session with Fat Cat. Because I know some folks are prolific in terms of when they get in the studio when they like to just knock songs out no matter what. Some they it's really carefully crafted. Some it's real joking. Some it's serious. Because I do a little spitting myself. So I've been in all kinds of different atmospheres. What about what's a studio session like with Fat Cat?
Man, studio session with me is usually myself and the engineer and the producer.
Right.
And I mean, we got smokes, we got water, and we just, you know, good vibes, man. It ain't really nothing to it, because I feel like studio, when you going into the studio, you should already have everything done. All the free, there shouldn't be really no fucking around. You know what I mean?
Preach.
You shouldn't really be no fucking around in the studio. Me personally, I knock songs out within 10 to 15 minutes. So most of the time in the studio, we listening to the song and smoking and laughing or cracking jokes and shit, because the work is already done.
Right. I like that, man. I like that. So, with the one and only Fat Cat, a.k.a. Ronnie Euro. So, before we let you head out of here, we're definitely going to have you back, man, because I enjoyed this conversation. So, let folks know how they can stay in touch with you, and then also, you know, social media, all that good stuff. So, let them know how to stay in touch with you, man.
Yo, man, you can find me on social media, Fat Cat, a.k.a. Ronnie Euro, on IG. Fat Cat on Facebook or whatever, and Ronnie Cashflow at Gmail.
Got I like that.
Listen to everything.
I like that. So we're definitely going to have Fat Cat back. You are listening to Microphone Masters. We're going to get into some stuff, and of course we're going to get into some Fat Cat, a.k.a. Ronnie Euro. You are listening to Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com.
shoes, paisley polo slippers. Keep buying your love, nigga, tripping them strippers. About to make a clean sweep, call me a Swiffer. In the red zone with them red dogs, call them Clifford. Magnate mongoose, cause some snakes gon' slither. The rap game full of babies, they need a sitter. Nigga, so hood, bed bugs and critters. If you think about trying something, reconsider. I lace you with them semen ones and toss your ass in the river. Nigga saying they getting money, I beg to differ. See me in that new thing, back window, that sticker. I don't fuck with Instagram, bitch, fuck them pictures. That shit get niggas set up and killed much quicker. I don't fuck with Lucy's either, fuck them Swishers. When I walk, you hear the Wolverine song, hell to the victors.
I'm old school, I'm old school, I'm old school. That mean I got that old brand. Adidas tracksuit, top 10 chains, mopeds. Fruits of my labor that I rocked as a youth. I'm old school, I'm old school, I'm old school. That mean I got that old brand. Adidas tracksuit, top 10 chains, mopeds. Yeah. Laughing at your pump fakers, I'm damn near ecstatic. Blowing all that extra strength, head spin tornadic. Peep the sign of God, divine, a nigga dare you to challenge. Hit the club with all my wolves and let them killers run rapid. We deep, we deep, we deeper than Atlantis. Take a whole nigga pass, leave that bitch invalid. We don't roll standard clips, them bitches expansion. Prove your law, pussy sanitary napkins. 1 minute I'm a nice guy, next minute assassin. Throw attention, kidnap him, hold an ass for ransom. Tied up in the woods, permanent. Never find your body cause it's buried under my cabin. I set them back free, y'all niggas just go trap them. Can't believe them chains you got, Oscar the Groucho trash them. Where you get them diamonds from, take them back and handsome. Old school nigga, Pelly Pelly, Donna Sack em.
I'm old school, I'm old school, I'm old school. That mean I got that old brand. Adidas tracksuit, top 10 chains, mopeds. Fruits of my labor that I rocked as a youth. I'm old school, I'm old school, I'm old school. That mean I got that old brand. Adidas tracksuit, top 10 chains, mopeds.
Old school.
I'm old school.
Yo, check it out. This is Planet Asia representing Gold Chain Military, Durag Dynasty on Microphone Masters Radio. Peace.
A street cat to the utmost. Life full of beef and rump roast. Demonizes why I keep the pump close. Challenges and imbalances make them sell dope. And this shit ain't fair because the fucking scale broke. It's hard to play a game that you know you gon' lose. You got kids out here hitting licks because they want shoes. It's the do's and the don't do's that do's. If you black and the cops can kill you if they won't do. Nowadays the kids in fear to point is spooky. Every move they make is put under scrutiny. The grand jury acquits, then here comes the mutiny. Choked out and killed for hustling Lucy's. Instead of ropes to hang, it's gun smoke to bang. Different time period, the results the same. Black president, the results still the same. And fuck a protest, we ride, revolt for change. 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 Yeah, we doing shit, fuck that. They killed Diana Jones trying to make a TV show. Kicked in the door of her home, cops gun discharged. She was only 7, mistrial, he ain't get charged. Full body armor, itching trigger finger, but he blamed it on her grandmama. And she was on the couch sleep, said he had to blast Diana. Grandmama tried to reach. Tried to reach for what? Laying there with a granddaughter? No law, no damn order. Unfair practices, killing black children at the funerals, reading passages. We need cops for the cops. At this rate, we going down like bad stock. Hey yo, so crooked officer, quit putting our kids in the car, officer. So fuck a protest. So fuck a protest, we ride, revolt for change. Fuck a protest, we ride, revolt for change. Fuck a protest, we ride, revolting 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 for change. Fuck a protest, we ride, revolt for change.
bussin'. Kalishnikov, AK Russian. Bill heavy duty, you niggas ain't saying nothing. Grown ass man, no time for bickering and fussing. Heard you got locked and got to sing it like Justin. Post your bell, have my shooter blast you with the musket. This shit that came out your head was looking like some custard. My moves are solid, plans never discuss them. Got hit for your budget, they found you with Denver, your body riding under nuggets. My fortress of solitude concocted bombs to crush them. Believe your law shook like what did he say? Looking for your remote, quick to press the replay. Step in any booth and run you suckers like a relay. Obi-Wan Kenobi, here to kill you slowly. I ain't friendly, so you bitches about to pay me what you owe me. Need I say, it's polo every day, y'all niggas know me. And we making shit happen. Run up just when them things get to clapping. My whole team is me, nigga, we all matter. Y'all niggas just rapping, go ahead, keep yapping. We making shit happen. Run up, that's when them things get to clapping. My whole team is me, nigga, we all mad.
Still I stand, I'm in mint condition with time, meaning I got a couple bands stacking off a rapping, my dude. So what you saying? Nothing. Cooking these suckers in butter pans. They tell me it's a young man's game. I say nah, it's a grown man's game. I got fans. Shooter with a hot hand, daring your crew. When the airing is through, I'm eating rappers like tiramisu. What I speak is terror to you. The truth hurt, don't it? The illest on the earth wrote it. Me and my team is all about the green. They hating, so I copped another heater with the beam. Wanna be kings, I bring an end to your dreams. Bells I ring from Belarus to Philippines. Still supreme. And those who object, I shoot a hole in your neck. Round here, we as cold as it gets. It's all mad.
Your niggas just rapping. Go ahead, keep gapping. We making shit happen. Run up just when them things get to clapping. My whole team is me, nigga, we all mad. Niggas just rapping, go ahead, keep yapping. We making shit happen. Run up, that's when the things get to clapping. My whole team is me, nigga, we
for not
mad.
Following God, you were hollow inside and weren't stable. Now you eat your words, swallowing pride and turntables. The thought of even stopping me, letting my light shine, might have went right to your left, but left out of your right mind. It's not possible, don't cross my path. It's got obstacles, the gospel you jot is riding fossil fuels. I'm that goat that Detroit raised that made his one shot look like 3-point plays from half court. I craft with the fiends on the ab snort through paragraphs to get you high as a giraffe would. Cause y'all don't spit versatile as me. I cutting you deep, give you a split personality. That's what they thirst for. For my first tour, an open mic attempt. I've always had pinstripes like a pimp. Since what I write's jizzing, it just keep my height risen. So you can't see me when I black out, even with night vision.
Your niggas just rapping, go ahead, keep yapping. We making shit happen. Run up just when them things get to clapping. My whole team is me, nigga, we all matter. Your niggas just rapping, go ahead, keep yapping. We making shit happen. Run up just when them things.
Microphone Masters on DubsDNN.com. Follow us. Follow Star Saxon at Star Saxon. That's 2 R's and 3 X's. Follow me at Javon Love, JAVONLUV. All that stuff. Make sure you tell a friend, and tell a friend not only about Microphone Masters at Mike Masters Radio, but also about DubsCNN and DubsCNN.com. We're going to get into a couple of joints. Your Old Droog, GKAC, and then Locksmith, Go There. We're going to come back with the last words. So you are listening to Microphone Masters on DubsCNN.com.
Son was strapped, cruising way past the limit with a gun in his lap. Thugging, bugging, swearing his phone tap. Used to be the rubber band man, I guess he just snapped. Ain't like he went to Rangers and learned to spray gas. So he practiced on bass heads and straight cats. The world treated him like 3/5, so he cop 4/5. No Mother Marys and Josephs, he blow spliffs, laced with PCP. Not too discerning, but shit was like a ritual when dude was burning. Some would roll up without a hold up, take out a 20 and break that hoe up in a crumpled up piece of money, the wildest drag. Heard he referred to as Blicky as Nicky. In a bullet, he called the misled. One time he passed the boys in blue and saw a red. Then a calm little voice inside his head said, gotta kill a cop, gotta kill a cop, pop. Gotta kill a cop, gotta kill a cop, pop. Gotta kill a cop, gotta kill a cop, pop. Gotta kill a cop, gotta kill a cop, pop. I'ma put that pig in a blanket. I'ma put that pig in a blanket. I'ma put that pig in a blanket. said he put that pig in a blanket and he dead. He just blankhead. Angel on his shoulders called him, but he banged it. There's nothing to do or say to stop him and couldn't get in his way. Like the blood gang, he had a 9 in the tray. But a 12 gauge fresh out the case would be the weapon used to pop the officer in the face. Then started the chase, it was unnerving. Car swerving all over the place. Just when you thought it's about to end, no, he turned around, blasting at the cowards out the window with the 9 milli. The voice in his head on a continuous loop like Milli Vanilli. Girl, you know this. Gotta kill a cop, gotta kill a cop, pop. Gotta kill a cop, gotta kill a cop, pop. Gotta kill a cop, gotta kill a cop, pop. Gotta kill a cop, gotta kill a cop, pop. I'ma put that pig in a blanket. 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 He shot him and tried to breeze, skate out of town. They spot him, hopped in their V's to chase him down and blocked him. He couldn't leave and screamed a clown. We got him, get on your knees, get on the ground. He steps out, lights flashing in his eyes. His psychotic mind still tries to rationalize. Will start turning, feeling shifty. Thinking if I'm going down, I take some more of you cowards with me. He bust my bus too. Put him on guards, gas list, plus a few. Trust fun kids, he don't trust you. What's truly sad is a man felt like he had to go this route just to get his just due. What's justice? He yelled to the suckers. Then proceeded to back out the Mag 10 on you fuckers. Kept bucking like an old soldier. Till one of their slugs caught him in the shoulder. So he ducked behind the car, realizing he's about to spend the rest of his life behind bars, depressed. Knowing he's going down for the crime, he pressed Nikki's lips against his one last time.
My mama told me not to cry. Gotta pick myself up when I'm down. Follow my name in the flashing lights. Those flashing lights, where I belong. My mama told me not to cry. Gotta pick myself up when I'm down. Follow my name in the flashing lights. Those flashing lights, where I belong.
So here's a tale of the trouble. A go-getter young hustle. A couple bucks. Pocket, both hands on the Bible, praying for revival. Seen the ups, seen the downs, trying to come back around full circle. Oh, it's hard enough to find a way, even harder just to fight through and get through every day. Life.
It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us.
No matter what it takes, please show me the way. It's a cold world.
When you were smiling at me, I cannot pretend for a moment that there's a side of me. Doesn't wish that I was there with you, lady, I miss you. You're an angel, so you're hanging where you're meant to. I'm living and taking my life to new heights. That's the reason it stings, feeling worthless. You gave me purpose, you believed in my dreams. I'm thinking back to when I first rapped with friends. Let us use your garage to get our practice in. See,
I know life's hard on us. Just hold on tight. Rush.
That's what you told me as I snickered with my homies. Thinking we know it all, there's so much more you would show me. If I open up my heart, then my blessings come. You fall short, that's the part you learn your lessons from. I know, you can't expect to win them all. But I know you're there to catch me when I fall. Cause I really
wanna go there.
told me not to cry. Gotta pick myself up when I'm down. All of my name in the flashing Dream lights. Big. Those flashing lights, where I
really
belong.
Wanna go there, but I'm heading fast nowhere. Feeling like I'm hanging on. What's it gonna take to feel strong? No, I need to go there, through the rain and the fire. What's it gonna take to
Microphone Masters on DubsCNN.com. J Love and Star Saxon. So we've come to that part of the program where we call last words. I'm still just reeling off of the whole Carmelo thing. So I'm just gonna say, my last word is protection. No. My last word is up on game. Be up on game. Goodness gracious, Carmelo. You've seen countless examples. I'm sure there are people in your locker room within a 180 degree, you know, just a swivel of your head left or right, that have fallen victim to thinking that they can just, that when they walk into the club, that anyone, that the women are just falling on, you know, falling over themselves to get to them. No, they're falling over themselves to get to your paycheck. And they will take every penny that they can get. It's Kanye West gold digger to the nth degree. That's my last word. Star Saxon, it's on you.
Dude, I mean, he too old to be going out like that, man.
True.
He too old. Man, that's a rookie mistake, dude. Like, I don't know, man. My last words, man. Jay, did you see the Star Wars trailer?
No, I didn't see it.
The new trailer dropped, homie.
Oh, snap.
And I gotta say, it was kind of boring.
Really?
Snooze. I'm going to leave that Easter egg. Look it up. Give me your opinion next week. Let's get to the trailer that mattered. Did you see the new Thor trailer?
No. Go ahead.
Trailer dropped last week. It's like somebody told the producers of Thor that you got this awesome superhero, but you keep making these boring fucking movies. Okay. So somebody got to the right person, and it looks like they have revamped the Thor franchise, and it's going to go on maximum overdrive. Something that I'm gathering from the trailer is Asgard gets destroyed. He seemingly shows up in a new dimension as a slave fighter in pit fights. And one of the pit fights will involve Thor versus the Hulk.
My what? God,
I'm about that. The Hulk is in this shit too.
Damn.
Yeah, hey, the movie's called Thor Ragnarok. And Ragnarok apparently is like some Nordic word for like the apocalypse or something like that. But this shit looks way better than the fucking Star Wars movie. I can't front.
So are we trying to go to the Comic-Con this year? You going?
I'm always trying to go to Comic-Con, man, but the fucking problem is the tickets. They got like an online ticket sale, and as soon as it goes online, you click buy me two tickets, and the whole fucking event sells out in 3 seconds. So I always got to go down there and like scam my way into the motherfucking place. I'm too old to be doing that shit.
We might have to just go and kick it around the San Diego area and just like, you know.
You can get in if you put forth maximum effort. Yeah,
we just gonna kick it. We'll just do what we do. We just kind of kick it around there. So we'll work on that. But on behalf of Star Saxon, I am J Love. Special shout out to Fat Cat for joining us for this week. But we're gonna get into some stuff. We're gonna surprise you with it. That's how we do it here on Microphone Masters every once in a while. But tell a friend to tell a friend about Microphone Masters and DubCNN.com. Until next time, on behalf of Star Saxon, I am J Love. You can
weigh a ton, I bought it. Fully out the foreign, my ooze weigh a ton, I bought it. Ain't got nobody gold. My ooze, I just need mighty gold. My ooze ain't got nobody gold. My ooze, I just need mighty gold. My ooze
fully out the foreign,
my ooze weigh a ton, I bought it.
Fully out the foreign,
my ooze weigh a ton, I bought it. Ain't got nobody gold. My ooze, I just need mighty gold. My ooze ain't got nobody gold. My ooze, I just need mighty gold. My ooze,
I swear on my Melina soul, my grandmama, that old cold, that Mississippi, that dirt road, this barefoot, that bare soul, I better load, oh, solo by myself. from a Lord of the Rings. So I guess I have to bear it alone. My precious won't leave me. I don't need platinum, I don't need gold. All I need is Uzi and a clip to load. This one mic, this Jordan flow. Trying not to wear Jordan clothes. These kids are dying, Jordan no. Nike 2, Danport, Portland, they blew it up. Black Commerce, they chewed it up, spit it out. That's the kind of shit I'm trying to spit about. Last laws, politics, politics is a pile of shit.
My
pile
Uzi shit, weigh a ton, I'm ballin'.
I'm getting real close now, smelling it.
My
smelling
Uzi weigh a ton, I'm ballin'.
Inhaling it,
my Uzi
lied.
My Uzi
smelling it,
my Uzi,
you lied.
My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it.
Fully at the ball,
my Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it.
Got nobody guard.
My Uzi just need mighty guard. My Uzi got nobody guard. My Uzi just need mighty guard.
My Uzi.
My Uzi weigh a ton, pray to God to stay protected. High alert, I see jackers on the creep in my reflection. Law, ain't nothing been promised late. Police out your acting crazy. Shooting up black folk left and right. People out your die every night. Mama worry about me all the time, cause I'm grind. Trying to make a move, cause the government don't give a fuck about pro folk. I just paying dude, trying to keep the food on my table. My family fed in my mind right, and I attitude adjust in case the motherfucker wanna take my limelight. I got 100 rhymes drawn. If you're talking about broke Ryan Hill, all that KKK shit, make it where your clan can't come down here. About to fuck that. I been known once and they kill Mike. In a jury holler, not guilty. Fuck, I put my faith in God, cause that's all I know in this. My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it.
I got 100 rhymes drawn.
My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it.
Where your clan can't come down here. I been known once and they kill Mike. In a jury holler, not guilty. Fuck, I put my faith in God, cause that's all I know in this.
My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it.
Fully at the ball, my nigga.
My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it. Got nobody.
My
Uzi just need mighty guard. My Uzi ain't got nobody guard. My Uzi just need mighty guard.
My shoulder hold an AK that hold enough shots. Let enough cops know that I ain't going out without a fight. City be burned down by the night. Yeah, I be raving by Baltimore. Talking about taking shit out of the store. Mind as an eagle, my people protecting. You step in my sector, you got to go.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm about to blow. Pig, yes, you ask me. This one the black skin, so it's happening. Homie, fuck what you see on TV.
You don't see.
They say this shit is about black and white. All this shit is pretty Freddy Gray. Swings and seesaws, rusty in the sip. Trust me, pimp, we don't never play. This same day, I'm quite cheap. No nice cars, just nice beats. My little revolver, my problem. I'm solid with some red hoes and them white sheets. And I might preach with this Glock 40. Respect mine with this Tech 9. Get my old lady, little 380. But it jam easy, let me check mine. My Uzi weigh a ton. Heavy as all the shit that they done.
My Uzi weigh a ton.
And I won't talk this shit till I'm done. I'm on the run, I can't sleep.
My
food poison, I can't eat. I can't breathe, I ain't big. My breath is something that you cannot take.
My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it.
Fully at the ball, my nigga.
My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it. Got nobody guard. My Uzi just need mighty guard. My Uzi ain't got nobody. My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it.
Fully at the bar, nigga.
My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it. Ain't got nobody guard.
My
Uzi, I just need mighty guard.
My
Uzi ain't got nobody guard. My Uzi weigh a ton.
Fully at the bar, nigga.
My Uzi weigh a ton, I ton. My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it. My Uzi weigh a ton, I bought it. My Uzi, my Uzi, my Uzi, my Uzi, my Uzi weigh a ton.
Watch your motherfucking gun, baby. 2017. Watch what I do with it. It's kind of crazy to think they never used to believe in us, man. At the end of the day, that's their fault. Up in arms, F and SDK. The feeling sucks when it gets tough, but I ain't giving up. I'm feeling sorta like Pac did when Hero hit him up. I have no luck, I catch a bus just to catch a buzz. It's whack as fuck, I'm having dreams of living platinum plus. But when I fall down, I get back up. I gotta get these bucks and look past the shit that sucks. So I just hit that blunt and act like I give no fuck.
just like the bottle's the only thing I depend on, bruh. I try making a difference, but I ain't gaining no interest. There's not a thing in the fridge, and it makes me angry. I'm living no North Face in the winter, and I can't pay for my dinner. Man, I got so used to losing, now I hate all the winners. It's fucking making me sick, so I drink this case full of Pilsner till I fall asleep, hammered in my chair with my liquor. Yeah, I'm aware it's a problem, but I'm still here in the picture. It isn't fair, but I give her. I'm never scared, I'm no quitter, no giving up.
It's hard to do.
No matter what, I'm never
giving up, giving up, giving up. It's hard to do.
I'm not a quitter, I ain't
giving up. It's hard to do.
Gotta get up, I ain't
giving up, giving up, giving up. It's hard to do.
It's hard as fuck, but I prove I'm wrong when they call my bluff. Cause now I'm on a roll, and last year I was on the bus. I used to break up leaves, but now I'm breaking in the dough. I had to face the fact to make it, I need patience and control. Now I'm playing 50 games in different places around the globe. They call me Mercules. It's almost like my name was never called. I collect a couple K to hit the stage at every show. So they hate me, yeah, I know, but get some paper of your own. Yo, it took me time to realize that nothing is impossible. The hardest part for me was trying to fucking be responsible. I'm chugging on this bottle full of vodka, I'm unstoppable. The people that I've met in foreign countries are phenomenal. I sucked it up, I had to follow my dreams and keep on dodging all the bullshit or get caught in between. I used to wanna be like them, but now they wanna be me. Forever thankful for the people that I got on my team. It's stomp down.
Giving up is hard to do.
I kept running, I ain't
giving up, giving up, giving up. It's hard to do.
No matter what, I'm never
giving up. It's hard.
Another day and I ain't
giving up, giving up, giving up. It's hard to do.
Give it up. Give it up.
Yo, what up, though? This is D.I. Devil, Diggy, San Jose rapper, man. Shout out to Microphone Master, Fed CNN. We did that.